This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of a slew of development projects at Yamunanagar in Haryana on the occasion of 134th birth anniversary of Chief Architect of Indian Constitution, Baba Saheb Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, Mr. Modi expressed pride in his government's commitment to advancing the vision of Baba Saheb Ambedkar.
संविधान निर्माता बाबा साहब का जीवन उनका संघर्ष उनका जीवन संदेश हमारी सरकार की 11 साल की यात्रा का प्रेरणा स्तंभ बना है हर दिन हर फैसला हर नीति बाबा साहब अंबेडकर को समर्पित है
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone of the new terminal building of the Maharaja Agrasen Airport at Hisar, worth over 410 crore rupees. He also flagged off a commercial flight from Hisar to Ayodhya on the occasion. At the event, Mr. Modi also spoke about the new Waqf law. He said it will ensure real social justice.
नए प्रावधानों से वक्फ की भी पवित्र भावना का सम्मान होगा मुस्लिम समाज के गरीब और पसमांदा परिवारों मुस्लिम महिलाओं खासकर के मुस्लिम विधवाओं को मुस्लिम बच्चों को उनका हक भी मिलेगा और भविष्य में उनका हक सुरक्षित रहेगा
The nation is remembering Baba Saheb Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar on his birth anniversary today. Several functions are being held across the country to mark the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla paid floral tributes at Baba Saheb's statue in Parliament House complex this morning. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government is trying to make the justice system in the country people-centric and scientific. Addressing All India Forensic Science Summit in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said forensic science is very useful in strengthening the criminal justice system of the country. Fugitive diamond trader Mehul Choksi has been arrested by the police in Belgium. A report claimed he was arrested on Saturday at the request of the Central Bureau of Investigation and is currently in jail. Choksi is wanted in connection with the Punjab National Bank loan fraud case. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary has called Choksi's arrest a very big achievement. In a major anti-drug operation, the Indian Coast Guard, in coordination with the Gujarat Anti-Terrorism Squad, seized over 300 kilograms of methamphetamine worth 1,800 crore rupees in the Arabian Sea of Gujarat. Speaking about the operation, Home Minister Amit Shah, in a social media post, said that the government is rooting out drug networks ruthlessly. A group of six women, including U.S. singer-songwriter Katy Perry, is set to blast off into the upper limits of Earth's atmosphere today on a rocket from Blue Origin, the space company owned by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. Today's venture features the first all-woman space crew since Russian cosmonaut Valentina Tereshkova's historic solo flight in 1963. The passengers will be carried more than 100 kilometers above the Earth's surface, beyond the Kármán line, the internationally recognized boundary of space during the flight, which is planned to last about 10 minutes. The fully automated craft will rise vertically before the crew capsule separates mid-flight, then returns to the ground in a fall braked by parachutes and a retro rocket. Union Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today unveiled the mascot and logo of Khelo India Youth Games 2025 in Patna. The games will be held in different cities of Bihar from the 4th to the 15th of May. Hockey India today announced the 26-member Indian women's team squad for the upcoming tour of Australia. The five-match series is scheduled to take place from the 26th of April to 4th of May at the Perth Hockey Stadium. The series will see India face Australia A in the first two games, followed by three matches against the senior Australian team. And in IPL cricket, host Lucknow Super Giants will take on Chennai Super Kings at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening. The match is scheduled to start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.